Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here to have some fun with you, Y-O-U. And what better day in the week to have Saturday Night Live, although they seem to have this Friday night. Is it Friday or Saturday they do at 10 o'clock? No, it's a Saturday night. They do a Saturday night at 10 o'clock of an older show. I happen to see when I climbed into bed on Saturday night and turned on television in the Saturday Night Live from, good God, Dennis Miller had...
Oh, wow. So the classic stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Cool. I thought they were doing more recent stuff, but this was a really good... it was okay. It wasn't great, one of the great ones, but it was watchable for a while until my interest waned and...
Lights out. Do you fall asleep with the TV on?
No.
No, you turn it off, then go to sleep.
If I do watch it now, I always read afterwards. I can feel myself, especially if I'm not losing. I don't watch stuff like I used to. I'm more interested in reading because it clears my mind and go right to sleep. Bingo, bango. Before we get too lost in what we're doing for sleep, let's stay awake, or maybe some of this stuff will wake you up. Bits and pieces from last Saturday's Saturday Night Live, including the Weekend Update joking about DEA agents partying with the Colombian prostitutes.
A new Justice Department report claims that the American DEA agents in Colombia participated in sex parties with prostitutes hired by drug cartels. In response to this incredibly irresponsible behavior, the agents have been promoted to Secret Service.
Makes sense.
There we go. There's a joke about Ted Cruz running for president.
During Senator Ted Cruz's speech announcing his run for president, he repeatedly asked voters to imagine the country, what it would look like with him as its leader. And then he repeatedly asked voters to stop laughing.
He asked the voters to do it. I hear the joke about Harry Reid deciding to retire.
Senator Harry Reid said that he came to his decision to not run for re-election while he was recovering from an exercising accident. That's right, an exercising accident, and definitely not roughed up by Senate badass Mitch McConnell.
I didn't think that was funny. The two of them ought to go down. They ought to both be gone. A couple of old fossils.
You know, not to get too off track, but I heard our former host now, retired host Roger Hedgecock, Friday talking about Harry Reid. He's like, no, man. He goes, it's not about the accident. It's not about anything. It's about a land deal in Nevada for the Harris.
Well, there's another one. I told you about the land deal. How many years ago? It was 4, 5, 6 years ago when they were building...
On the other side of the dam, the Hoover Dam.
Right, yeah. He and his family bought all that land, had all that land. They made all that money. There's nothing new there.
This is a deal where they traded money for citizenships or green cards or visas. Yeah, that's what it was, visas.
He's a damnable crook.
And it's coming to light.
Yeah, so. Anyway... whatever it is, it's good. Good riddance. Here's a Weekend Update joke about George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, who shot Trayvon Martin, spoke out for the first time, saying he blames President Obama for inciting racial tensions that erupted after the shooting. At least he thinks it was Obama. It was pretty dark at the time.
All right, and here's the... their comments on this new study regarding your napping.
A new study shows that a 45-minute nap in the middle of the day can enhance a person's memories. Memories like, oh, right, I'm an alcoholic.
Happens.
There was a lot of focus. Mrs. Clinton, Bill Clinton is the subject of a new off-Broadway musical. His flaws will be the focus of Clinton the Musical, which is the brainchild of a couple of Australian brothers, makes its off-Broadway debut next month. That'll be something.
Sure, Bill and Hillary will be sitting front and center for that
one. Right, exactly, yeah. Dick Morris is featured in it, Newt Gingrich and Monica Lewinsky. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said,
"We do not need magic to change the world. We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better."
You have the power to imagine a better world, to make a difference in your own life and the life of others. Your imagination flows from your unique genetic makeup and your personal experiences.
No one else on Earth can duplicate what you have and who you are. You are truly one of a kind.
It's up to you to live up to the potential that is within you. Just imagine.
Imagine what you can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey shows drinking a glass of freshly squeezed juice every morning lowers the risk of obesity, but it has to be freshly squeezed to get the actual benefit. The study found that people who drank 100% freshly squeezed juice had less fat, smaller waists, and a lower insulin resistance. They also found the risk of obesity was 22% lower for people who drank 100% fresh squeezed orange juice every day. This goes along with the well-known advice to eat lots of fruits and vegetables anyway to avoid certain diseases. And to save money, you can juice your own fruits and vegetables to get the full benefits. And drinking the juice right after juicing also allows for the maximum benefits to kick in. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.